Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root! The Root! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Well, here we go. 2 hours in the books, 1 hour to go. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in here on the USA Audio Network for Wayne Allen Root. And my next guest is a radio icon. He is the founder and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the talk radio industry's leading trade journal. He spent more than 40 years in radio as an on-air host of both talk radio and rock radio stations, program director, station owner, all of that. His name is Michael Harrison, and he joins us now. Michael, how are you?
I'm good, Lee.
You have a podcast, too, right?
Yeah, I do. I've been doing a podcast now for about 7 years, and it's very gratifying. It's called The Michael Harrison Interview.
And you do radio personalities or everybody in that podcast?
Well, I mean, I lean toward radio people because that's my main area of business and expertise. But I'm kind of loose about it. We have people of interest, technology, politics, sociology, but it's primarily radio oriented.
Are you interested in politics? Do you follow it? Do you pay attention to it? Are you plugged into it all the time?
Well, obviously, one cannot be plugged into talk radio and not be plugged into politics.
Right.
Any more than, you know, somebody could be in music radio and not be plugged into music or anything. So, I've always been interested in politics. However, I approach politics from a standpoint of awe because it's so all-encompassing in our lives and our history, but a certain part of me detests it because it's one inch short of warfare, you know.
Yeah.
It's dirty, it's disgusting in many ways.
Did you see this marriage, or I don't know, maybe marriage is the wrong word, but did you see the importance, I guess, of talk radio and politics? Because really, for conservative folks, this is really the only place they have to turn. I mean, you could say Fox News, but people now are skeptical of that. A lot of folks feel like talk radio is the only place they actually get what they would consider the real truth, or at least folks trying to bring them.
All right, can I talk?
Bobby, where were you?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's been one of these days, man. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. What you were listening to is a little tape from yesterday. But I'm having one of these really, really, really bad days. Not only bad technically, but bad emotionally. Bad. I'm sad. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I had fights with my my regular listeners, not listeners, but guests this morning on my own show. So anyway, exactly. Welcome, but welcome to the broadcast. If you're looking for Wayne Allen Root. Again, Wayne will, in fact, be here tomorrow night, same bad time, same bad channel. So I'm looking forward, obviously, to 3 hours with you tonight, although Chris had to cover here in the first, and great job on that.
So let me ask you, what was the big fight you had? Can't leave us in the dark. What's the fight you had with your listeners?
Story. It's just one of those things. It's like, you know, how one thing leads to another, which leads to another.
A domino effect.
And the next thing you know, you're slugging it out. You know what's funny? So I was so mad today when I left.
How mad were you?
Well, here's how mad I was. So I was at the rage level of 0 to 10. I was like at a 7, which, you know.
That's not you.
It escalates. But hold on. So here's what I did. I left the studio today at about 1 o'clock. So I did my thing, did my morning show here in Connecticut. Then I did some other work, 1 o'clock in, rolling around. I ran to the gym. So I'm at the gym, and I'm still mad, right? So I'm still angry. And at the gym, so I'm thinking to myself, how can I diffuse this rage? So I started playing videos like of the Jason Statham fighting scenes and Roadhouse. And I don't know, for whatever reason, that helped me. Like, I was watching men just slug it out. And that made me feel a little bit better. So here I am. I come back here tonight, and all the equipment in the state of the art beautiful studio, they messed with it during the afternoon. I left, so they just sort of redid stuff. So I had to, in panic mode, I rebooted the whole system, and thank goodness it came up. So we're in business. So that's a good thing. So let me just tell you, we got a few great guests coming up during the course of the 3 hours, which I'm looking forward to. Again, if you don't know who I am, my name is Lee Elsie. You can email me, leeelcradio@gmail.com. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I radio@gmail.com. You can throw a message up on my Facebook page, which is Voice of Freedom up on Facebook. I have to start with the biggest story of the day, and that's Comer says Biden involved in family biz dealings, brother, grandkids, Hunter, wives, all got paid. So I started thinking, you know, we need a theme song. A theme song for whoever ends up really being the numero uno candidate against Jolton Joel Biden. So I thought I'd come up with a perfect song to go against Joe. Going back to the early 70s. Bear with me.
There we go. Say it ain't so.
Although we could barely hear it, pal.
Not really? That on your bad day.
You could barely hear it?
I could barely. There we go.
A little better.
Here, let me see what I can do.
I'll sing it for you.
There we go.
Stay with me. It gets better. Tell him so. He's lying. Yeah. He doesn't know how to go on. Say it ain't so, Joe. Go back and listen to it, baby. The words perfectly surmise this brutal administration. This is the, and somebody was asking me, I think I may have mentioned this yesterday, somebody was asking me here at the radio studio that I work out in every day, who's the worst president ever? And I said, without question, it's Joe Biden. Let's listen in a little more. Yes, yes, yes.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
I think you get the gist. I think that's the perfect song. I think either Trump or DeSantis should go with that every time they hit the stage. Say it ain't so, Joe, and you can rock that. But so there is, if you don't know this, the House Oversight Committee, the chairman, and all of his panel got together today and made an announcement, quite an announcement. It was about an hour long. And they pretty much surmised that Biden has been involved in his family's foreign business dealings from the very beginning, telling reporters that in the beginning stages of their investigation, they're in the beginning stages of their investigation, but here are the folks that are involved. Here are the folks that made money that they are 100% sure of. Sarah Jones Biden, Hunter Biden, James Biden, Kathleen Buell, Haley Biden, Melissa Cohn. And so I guess the $64,000 question is why? Why did these people make money? What expertise, what skill did they bring to the table during Joe Biden's vice presidency that would solicit them being able to make tens, in some cases hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars by the time you add it all up, millions of dollars in money kickbacks from some of these companies? It's really rather remarkable. The committee is investigating President Biden, his family, shady business, national security secrets possibly lost. The committee intends to provide transparency to the American people and find out a solution by the time this thing is all said and done. I got a little bit more on this when I come back, so we'll come back in just, 2 minutes. You can't tell time? Did you forget how to tell time?
This coming from a guy who doesn't know the show starts at 6:06 Eastern.
All right, hold on.
Want to go there?
I can finish then. I was. Hey, babe, listen. I was here, man. I was here, punching stuff. While serving as vice president, and again, he was essentially a walking billboard for his son and the rest of the members of the family. And again, I go back to what I just said before. What exactly did they get paid for? What's the expertise of some of these family members with some of these other businesses? I mean, Biden, during his 2020 campaign run, apparently took money from China. They're proving that right now. Again, that's part of this whole equation. And again, why did Joe Biden's brother, why did Joe Biden's sister-in-law, why did Joe Biden's son, why did so many members of the family get money, get so much money? That, again, is the fundamental question that we all need to have answered. I think what's fair is fair. You know, Trump was under the microscope for over 4 years, more than that, 5+ years when he started to run. And then after that, he's been under the microscope since. This is without question the worst president, certainly in my lifetime. You can make an argument the worst president ever. I mean, maybe a distant second is Jimmy Carter, but we can go round and round on that down the road. Hey, yeah, maybe. Well, listen, the line starts after Joe Biden. I don't think there's any question about that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry we were a little bit late, or at least a hiccup to begin. Chris did a great job, as always, down in Dallas, Texas, so bravo to him. Let us give him one of these rousing golf claps that you hear on a Saturday afternoon. And we appreciate all that he does. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM Radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM Radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is that on?
Coming to you on Pillow Talk, it's the Elsie. This goes to Connie from New Brighton, Connecticut.
What's that one where Michael Jackson starts crying? He's out of my life. Remember that song?
No, I don't.
You don't remember that?
No.
Well, find that one. Play that one for us. That's roller skating rink music for sure. And so is the one you just playing. Anyway, are we on?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, we're on. Jeez, okay, goodness gracious.
No, we just play the tunes just to entertain each other.
All right, well, I'm good with that, man. We can just jam out for the rest of the afternoon. I'm sure the rest of the country would be much more happy to hear that.
He's upset. I'm playing music to soothe his inner beast. He's a savage.
Oh, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is, again, the USA Audio Network. And Wayne Allyn Root is off today. He's off yesterday, and he'll be back again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And he'll be rocking and rolling, ready to tell you all kinds of stories about his trip down to Florida. Gave a couple of speeches. I haven't really gotten a chance to talk to him very much about it, but I'm sure he'll let us know exactly what went on. Maybe he got a chance to hang out with Donald Trump, which would be very interesting if that, in fact, happened. I'm going to talk a little guns after the bottom of the hour, but obviously another big story we talked about, the Biden situation with his family, but Border Patrol apprehends over 10,000 migrant encounters a day for like the past week. Guys, do the math. And that's what they catch. Who's getting through that they're not catching? And I talked about this last night, 5 million plus illegals roaming through the border, an infinitely fixable problem that this administration has completely decided to ignore. Mayorkas today gets on national television and tries to spin it. This is what this administration does. It spins everything. Everything that comes out of every one of their mouths is a flat-out lie from Cardona, who's in charge of education, right on up to the czar of all things on the border, and that's Kamala Harris. Of course, Joe Biden doesn't know how to do anything but lie. So 10,000 migrants across the border every single day, like clockwork, for a couple of weeks, and that is going to explode in the next 72 hours. I know there's a day and a half left before 42 ends up being kaputsky, and there's really no rules necessarily that are keeping them out. And what they can do, what's amazing about this, is they're going to be able to come in, claim what they have to claim, paperwork will be given to them, and even if there's no chance that they're going to ever be a citizen, right? And they know this as they're walking up. They know they have no shot. Even if they were going to be truthful, there'd be no chance. But right now, some of these migrants are getting court appearances in 2026. Did you hear what I said? 2026. 3 years from now. And more people are going to come in the next 48, 72 hours. How are we supposed to handle that? It's a plan. It was orchestrated, you want to say brilliantly, by this administration to flood this country with folks from Central America. And they have done it successfully, again, to the tune of 5 million. And how is that going to change the demographics, not only of some of these places or around some of these southern border states, but these folks are being shipped off everywhere. And now they're going to have to figure out how to get them around the country. So wherever you live, look out. In the next couple of weeks, couple of months, you may see these black buses. We had them here in Connecticut, a number of them. What they do is they drop off these migrants in the middle of the night. Boom, boom. They drop them off, and they basically walk away, and they let these folks do and go wherever they need to go. And that's it. And they're out of the loop. And if they show up for their court hearing, well, great. If they don't, well, they'll have to figure that out. As long as those folks don't get caught again, they'll never be found. And again, border agent after border agent, anybody who is intricately involved in this has said the same thing to me. These folks never or rarely show up for their hearings. So it's just a free-for-all down at the southern border, guys. So there you go. That's your president. It is about 20, almost 28 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break through the bottom of the hour. And again, my name is Lee Elsie. You know what? We could actually squeeze in a couple of calls. 860-464-9490. If you're angry about something, I'll stick you on the air, find out what you got to say. But 860-464-9490. Again, I'll come back to talk a little bit about guns, because we had a couple conversations about guns today. Some confusion. I'll try to straighten that out. All that happening right here on the USA Audio Network.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News Update. Get ready for difficult times at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's the warning from Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas.
Even after nearly 2 years of preparation, we expect to see large numbers of encounters at our southern border in the days and weeks after May 11th.
That's the date Title 42 expires. It was the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations. The White House says it's trying to find a path forward to keep the U.S. from defaulting on its debt. Staff from congressional leaders' offices and the White House are meeting daily to try and find an agreement on raising the debt ceiling. Yesterday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other leaders from both parties met with the president. Another meeting is set for Friday. Wall Street closing mixed today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 30 points. The S&P 500 gained 18 points. And the NASDAQ climbed 126. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the USA Audio Network, and it's an honor to get a chance to sit in on these great stations across the country. And again, I do my morning show here from state-of-the-art studios right smack dab in the middle of New York and Boston, and that's where I am right now, broadcasting out across the entire country, one C to the other. And interestingly enough, I wanted to get into I know there's a lot of news going on, and there's a million different things that we can talk about, and we will eventually get to most of it that we can tonight. But we got in a debate today on the air about guns. And it was interesting because guns and abortion and vaccines now are the three topics that will make the phones explode. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an angle. Everybody has something that they want to add. And that's good. That's a good thing. Everybody has something that they want to add on all three of those topics. And I'm not an expert in guns. I've shot just about maybe half a dozen types of guns. I got a chance to shoot with state police and the advanced high-level squad guys, that SWAT team is what I was trying to say, SWAT team. And I really learned a lot the times they take me out. They show me different things. But still, for me to have an intelligent back-and-forth conversation with somebody who knows all that stuff, I'm going to come across as dope 99 times out of 100. But I have learned enough to get an idea of sort of what pushes the political envelope with this. And we always have to sort of recognize that there are all kinds of different opinions on this. And even what you think is hard and fast truth, it's not always the case. In fact, you know, in arguments that I had today, I took time out of my day today and I went to a local gun dealer. And I sat in there, and the guys in that room were fantastic. They're essentially just the best of the best. I mean, these are hardcore American citizens, right? Red, white, and blue all the way. And I went in there, and hi, how you guys doing? Giving everybody a high five, shaking everybody's hand. And I sat down, and I'm like, listen, give me some details on this. Because every time we have this conversation, it seems like the rules either change or they're bent or, you know, however you want to spin it. But you know, I started out by saying, do we need federal background checks? And they said, yes, federal background checks. I said, you're 100% sure? Yes. I said, then why is that a talking point for the left? Well, they didn't know. I said, okay, so where don't you need federal background checks? And they said, well, you need them in just about every state. And I said, okay, but what about, let's say, the gun show loophole when you're going to a straw purchase kind of situation? Well, then they said, well, some states are different in that case. I said, so there is somewhat of a hole there. Yes. Okay, so we got to that. And then we had conversations about different types of ammunition, and we went round and round on that. But I wanted just to sort of broach the subject by saying today I spent some time just sort of trying to get a better feel for some of the stuff. And this is coming from somebody who, you know, like I said, I've been out a dozen times with some guys who are true blue American heroes. And, you know, I learn something new every time I go out. But it's still, in some cases, a very confusing, very blurry situation. So I dug up some stuff today, and I wanted to share it with you guys. According to the Pew Research Center, almost two-thirds of Americans' annual gun deaths are suicides. Since 1981, when the Centers for Disease Control began publishing data, gun suicides have outnumbered gun homicides. In 2010 alone, 19,392 Americans used guns to kill themselves. Most gun-related crimes are carried out with illegally owned firearms, as much as 80%, according to some estimates. Now, some of these numbers repeat themselves because I got them from three different websites. The FBI's Uniform Crime Reports prove that the overwhelming majority of gun-related homicides are perpetrated with handguns, with rifles of any kind accounting for less than 3% of gun-related homicides. In 2013, 5,782 murders were committed by killers who used a handgun, compared to 285 committed by killers who used a rifle. The same hold true for years 2012, 11, 10, and 9. Same kind of breakdown. More people are stabbed to death every year than are murdered with rifles. And a person who is likely to be bludgeoned to death with a blunt object or beaten to death with the hands and feet is also more likely to be murdered than that being murdered by a rifle. Here's, like, the hiccup to that argument. When somebody says to me, and again, when somebody says to me in a sort of a debate, well, the gun's an inanimate object. It's just sitting there. Okay, that's true. Just like a car is just sitting there. If the keys aren't in it, can't really hurt anybody. The problem is, a gun sitting on the table, loaded gun, is very different than, let's say, a box of staples or a stapler. A stapler is not going to kill 20 people where that gun could. So I don't like that argument because I think it's a little disingenuous. I get the point. It's the human being who's pulling the trigger. I think any rational person understands that. But a gun still has the ability, much like a car, as we just found out, to cause collateral damage. I just wanted to throw that out there because I think that's an argument that's often had, and I don't think it's fair. Murders in the United States are very concentrated. According to, again, Crime Prevention Research Center, over 50% of murders occur in 2% of the nation's 3,142 counties. Gun-related homicides are heavily concentrated in certain neighborhoods within those counties. 54% of U.S. counties had zero murders in the year 2014. I know I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you, but bear with me. According to the Department of Justice National Gang Center, particularly in urban areas, a significant percentage of gun-related homicides, 15 to 35%, are linked to gang and drug activity. Gang-related homicides are more likely to involve a firearm than non-gang-related homicides. The majority of standard gun murder victims are men between the ages of 15 to 34, and although black men make up only 7% of the population, they account for almost two-thirds of gun murder victims every single year. Women and children are more likely to be victims of mass shootings and homicide shootings than they are to be victims of typical gun-related homicides. And according to studies, almost all mass public shooters have extensive histories of mental health issues, whether delusional, psychiatric, or depression, or anger. They have disturbing behaviors or interpersonal violence. Intimate partner conflict and domestic violence histories are also major risks for these folks who may become mass shooters. Higher rates of gun ownerships are not associated with higher rates of violent crime. Switzerland and Israel have much higher gun ownership rates than the United States, but they experience far fewer homicides and have a much lower violent crime rate than here in the United States. The question is, well, why is that? Why do we have such violence? Why do we automatically turn to that? What is it about this bastion of freedom that we live in and most of us thrive in, not most of us, but many people thrive in, or at least we have the opportunity to thrive in, that causes people to lash out in such a violent way? Now, the rate of gun ownership is higher among whites than it is among blacks, but the murder rate among blacks is significantly higher than the murder rate among whites. Similarly, the rate of gun ownership is higher in rural areas than in urban areas, but urban areas experience a higher crime rate, and they also, I'm sure, have much more higher numbers of illegal guns. A couple more here. I know we're getting close to the end. Concealed carry permit holders are not the problem, but they may be part of the solution. Noted criminologist John Lott found that as a group, concealed carry permit holders are one of the most law-abiding people in the United States. The rate at which they commit crimes, generally, and firearm crimes specifically, is between 1/6 and 1/10 of that recorded for police officers, who are themselves committing crimes at a fraction of the rate of the general population. So what that's saying is, if you're a concealed carry permit holder, chances are, overwhelmingly, you're not going to commit a crime. So between 2007 and 2015, murder rates dropped 16% and violent crime rates dropped 18%, even though the percentage of adults with concealed carry permits rose by 190%. So it's not the guns, the number of guns. That's not the issue. The issue, again, is there's a peculiar reason why in the last 2.5 decades, we have gone off the rails when it comes to mental health. We have lost the control of, or lost the ability to recognize life for what it is, which is a magnificent gift. And there are a bunch of myths. Gun violence is widespread in America. That's actually not true. Misuse of guns is highly centralized into major metro areas within poorer neighborhoods. And again, as I just mentioned, particularly street gang members who are doing most of that. Most violent crime is committed by repeat offenders. Dealing with recidivism is a key to solving issues. What did I say yesterday? Put people in jail. Keep them. If they're violent, do not give them a means to get out early. That is putting the public in jeopardy. All right, I got a few more stats. I don't want to cash it in yet. I want to come back and I'll talk a little bit more about this because I think it's important. I got some other numbers I think you'll like. Bottom line so far is what I'm saying is, hey, guns, although they are a weapon and they can do damage, much like a car, they are not the reason why we have this spike in violence across the country. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back tomorrow night. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back again. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-570-9390. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-570-9390. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-570-9390.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products that protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, My Pillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off, some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne, again, will be back tomorrow
night, same bat time, same bat channel. Again, back in his cushy lair in Las Vegas. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com, if there's something on your mind. Saw this, before we get back to the business, I saw this great, I love like going over great quotes, right? Digging through some stuff and finding great quotes, and a friend of mine sent me this. The two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you figure out why. I like that one. That's Mark Twain. All right, we're talking about guns and crime here. One more segment about this, and I know this sort of is off the beaten path, considering what's going on and all the dealings with Biden, et cetera, and the border, but we can get back to that in just a second. And I talked about how gun violence is widespread in America, and that's a myth. It's really focused in a number of different places. You see it on the evening news when somebody shoots up a supermarket and when somebody shoots up a school, and it's a horrible thing. And by the way, just to sort of try to level the playing field, I don't have an answer for that. And we need one. We have to figure out why these lunatics are grabbing guns and just blasting away, getting their 15 minutes of fame, going out death suicide by cop or by themselves, but on the way, they're taking out 8, 10, 12 innocent people, in some cases children, and that's not okay. And we have to figure out that this can't be something that we just sort of brush away and say, well, you know, we have to do more mental health studies, or we have to do veteran. Yes, those are words, but they're hollow. We have to figure this one out. This is one that you got to get together on, guys. We have to figure this one out. And whatever that is, and we have to figure it out and still keep intact the Second Amendment. People absolutely need their right to defend themselves. But we're smart. As a nation, we have to come up with an answer for, you know, why people randomly go and, you know, buy these guns and then go shoot up a marketplace or a store or a school. It's not okay, and we can't pretend that it is okay. All right, the Bureau of Justice stats concluded that only 10% of crime guns come from retail purchased by the perpetrator, while 43% come from street sources. So these guns, in most cases, are being bought on the streets. And most of these, again, most of these crimes are handguns. Every year, 400,000 life-threatening violent crimes are prevented using firearms. 60% of convicted felons admitted that they avoid committing crimes when they know the victim was armed. 40% of convicted felons admit that they avoided committing crimes when they thought the victim might be armed. Felons report that they avoid entering houses where people are at home because they fear that they may be armed and they may get shot. Washington, D.C. has essentially banned gun ownership since 1976 and has a murder rate of a skyrocketing murder rate of 56.9 per 100,000. Right across the river in Arlington, gun ownership is less restrictive, and they have 1.6 per 100,000. 26% of all retail businesses report keeping a gun on the premises for crime control. In 1982, Kennesaw, Georgia passed a law that required heads of household to keep at least one firearm in the house, and residential burglary rates dropped 89% that year. A survey of felons revealed that 74% of felons agreed that one reason burglars avoid houses when people are at home is because they fear getting shot more than they actually fear the police. Fewer than 1% of firearms will ever be used in the commission of a crime. Two-thirds of the people who die each year from gunfire are criminals being shot by other criminals. And Cincinnati's review of their gang population revealed that 74% of homicides were committed by less than 1% of the population. Let me read that to you again. 74% of the homicides were committed by 1% of the population. Bad people being bad. That is what we've got to figure out. Bad people being bad. Recidivism. People who have done bad, violent crimes in the past. Those folks cannot be handled with kid gloves. They've got to go to jail, guys. This is what I've been preaching since I cracked the mic 20 years ago. If you've got bad individuals, stone killers, people who would rather slit your throat than look at you or have a dialogue with you, and those people exist, they have to be locked away. They cannot be part of society. It doesn't work. Even banning guns does not slow down criminals. In the UK, where private gun ownership of firearms is practically forbidden, criminals use guns regularly, even if they have to build their own, believe it or not. 170 starter pistols to functioning firearms, all sold to gangs. So gangs are getting their hands on guns. Even if guns don't exist, people find a way to get them. 0.8%, that's 0.8% of convicts bought their firearms at gun shows. 39.2 obtained them from illegal street dealers. So essentially, almost 4 out of 10 got them from illegal sources. All right, there's a whole bunch more here, but we're pretty much out of time. I just wanted to throw that at you. It's not a slam dunk either way, but one of the things that somebody who wants to be a next great leader has to come up with is surround themselves with smarter people than me and you and come up with a plan for stopping these mass killings and slowing down the violence that's on our streets, and in particular in our cities across this country. It's doable. We can figure it out. I'm sure of it. All right. A break. We'll come back top of the hour, and then we'll come out swinging next. Keep it here, USA Audio Network.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.